Om Shanti. So welcome to this evening session, which is a storytelling session. You must be having a lot of questions about what the institution is all about, who the founding father is. So Sudesh Didi has been there since the time when our founding father Brahma Baba was there. So Didi is going to take us through this beautiful history of what the organization is and all the stories about Brahma Baba and Dadis, and it would be a very beautiful experience coming from Didi, because as you see, yesterday you were introduced to us, so as you see, with a cheerful face and with a beautiful experience, we are going to live through the history of the institution. Thank you, Didi, and we'll all welcome Didi.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. The song that you have heard, bahut acha song athwa shabd bahut acche hain uske. Bharat ki bhoomi par एक दिव्य पुरुष ने जन्म लिया. उस दिव्य पुरुष से हमारा, मेरा पर्सनल जन्म हुआ. शरीर का जन्म नहीं. सो द सॉन्ग दैट वाज यू हर्ड, द ब्यूटिफुल pure land of Bharat, a divine person was born, and his divinity invoked the supreme being, the supreme soul, Shiva. And I have met, picture nahi hai Brahma Baba ka, and ye acha, I have met this wonderful personality, the person who is the founder of Brahma Kumari Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya. Prajapita Brahma, the father of humanity, but I feel I was personally very fortunate, and I am very fortunate that my spiritual birth, actually Brahma Baba became the instrument. Physical birth, of course, is through my parents, but when I speak about my birth, it is the spiritual birth. A new beginning, new awareness, new realization, new consciousness, new way of living. And divinity, that what I experienced through him, that is spirituality, was reality. It is every word, every thought, vibrations, his presence created a wonderful atmosphere. It is just and such kind of energy. It is not you trap in something, but it touching you. Subtle energy is always pure energy. It cannot be photographed, but it is experience, it is touching you. The elements of this earth world, five elements, their energy is also of different level. A piece of wood and clay you can hold like this. Water you cannot hold like this. It's a different level. You have to keep your hand like this. And state will save away. Fire, you can see it and you can feel the warmth, but you cannot keep your hand in fire. The air, it is touching you, but you are not seeing it. The air is moving, the curtain is moving, three leaves are moving. So it conveys the energy through something, but it is touching you directly. Fragrance, for example, the flower, you can see the color. You can touch whether it's a real flower or plastic flower. But fragrance, real flower, has fragrance. But you cannot photograph it. But it gives you the experience what fragrance is. What's the potential and speciality this rose flower has in it. Sky, you cannot hold and you cannot actually wait. So the energy level is always higher and higher. And spiritual spirit, the soul, souls are beyond physical elements, metaphysical. I think you have also already in 2 days would have also heard the lesson, what is the soul? Actually, even yesterday morning, it was explained very clearly. So it is the living energy, metaphysical being, spiritual energy that we explore, experience. My first meeting with him was in 1957. He was passing through Delhi to go somewhere, another part of India. But for me, I did not know who. I know that this must be a Mahatma Ji or a Guru, as I was invited by my friend or my auntie. They were connected with them, this Brahma Kumaris institution. So, as it was a gathering for the regular students, as I came, my mother had already actually been here in the center in Delhi with my auntie, but I had not been here, and I was busy in my way of living. I wanted to be a social worker, and my interest was serving society, serving people. Anyway, but spirituality was my also in very interesting subject that I, from childhood, I had been in this environment. So, when I came at the center, they said, this lecture, this program is not for the new ones, this is for the regular ones. And I say, but I have heard, though my age was at that time 16 years, but I had an education-wise, I was already studying in doing BA with my subjects of political science and economics. So intellect-wise, I could understand what they were saying, but I said, but I had heard many scriptures from childhood. I will understand what he's saying. They said, it is not like ordinary satsang. It's an education, and of course, step by step, things you understand. And I understand that education means without any blind faith. There should not be any blind faith to study, or not with fear of that if I don't do anything, I will be cursed. Anyway, so when eventually they let me come, the program was happening because on the chhat, no, on the roof. And I thought, okay, if I do not understand, I will go back home. I sat very near the stairs. All people, this Brahma Kumaris are sitting. But no kirtan, no bhajan, no music. Everyone is sitting quiet. I see this is different for me because all satsang means a lot of noise. And there's no noise. Everyone is silent and they are sitting with the eyes open. What are they doing? But I had the practice to close my eyes and meditate. So anyway, I sat in meditation. When Baba came, I do not know. But when I opened my eyes, I saw, because it was about 300 people would be on that tap, and I saw this person, a body of light. I thought it was September month. Still the sun was not. I thought maybe it's the reflection, the light of the sun. But why this is light on him? Why not other people? And so, but this light that I was seeing, then I changed my place from one place to another. I'm still seeing the same. I wonder that how could be this person, the body of light. Like in trance light you see the picture. But this, the attraction of this light was so strong that I felt it is the magnetic energy is pulling me to move forward, but hesitating, not getting up. And one time I changed my place, but I did not change second time or third time. The experience was amazing, different. When I look at him, I feel a magnetic energy. And when I close my eyes to make sure that I am not dreaming, I pinched myself, closed my eyes. Then when I closed my eyes, I felt like the moonlight, cool, soothing feeling, joyful experience. Like what I can say, when it is summer, hot weather, then when you're sweating, this inner feeling of tingling something in the body experiences. But this was not the physical experience. This was the internal, the joyful experience. And so it became like I, like a child, you know. I closed my eyes and opened my eyes. I was enjoying this very interesting experience. And suddenly the thought came in my mind. Yeah, I heard that some people cast magic spell. Maybe he is doing some jadoo. I don't know what will happen. And then, because they did not let me come, my mother had, they allowed my mother to come up. Now I started looking where my mother was sitting for security reason. And as soon as I thought this, oh, they are doing some jadoo. Here he is doing some jadoo and magic. And thinking of my physical mother, my feeling changed. That experience was that I was having, I am not having anymore. Total different level of energy. Now I try to hear what he is speaking. He was speaking something about light. After one or two sentences, again light word. I said, it's strange. This Guruji, he speaks about light. His body looks, feels like light. Does he eat light? Was he born like light? So my mind was just creating this kind of thought. So I looked at my mother. I tried to pull her attention, but her vision was focused, and she was enjoying this lecture, nodding her head, joyful face. But I thought, I'm getting bored, better we go back. I said, yes, these people were right. They did not allow me to come in the beginning. But my mother is understanding, and I am not experiencing what he is speaking. Anyway, I had to wait until it finishes. My mother and we went home, and I shared my experience. But I had this experience of beautiful feeling, of extraordinary energy, light. And she said, the lecture he gave, wonderful, it is the real knowledge I was looking for. He answered my all questions, why the population is increasing, where these people are coming from, what happens after someone leaves the body, why people are different in personalities, nature. So all my many questions that I had, some of them is very clear answer, and this is a path for me, I really liked it. And she said, but I did not see any light. I enjoyed the lecture, but I did not see any light. And myself, I see this light, experience the light, but didn't understand the knowledge. But I was curious where this light is coming from. So next day morning, I came. But Baba actually had already gone. He was gone on tour somewhere. Now this curiosity, that how, where, what was this light, and by experience I wanted to. So the friend that has invited me, I asked her this question, Guruji, what I see, she says, we don't call Guru. We believe that Guru, Satguru is only one, but we feel it just like the Father. We call him Baba. And okay, fine. But this Baba, then I shared my experience with her. She says, you know, the Supreme Light was speaking through him. God was speaking through him. I said, no, weather was such a wonderful weather. There was no, because when someone, God speaks this lightning, and there was such a beautiful weather. She says, when God speaks, he does not create that thunder or lightning. Who would listen to him? I say, but you see, God means the Almighty. She says, yes, the Almighty authority. I say, how could a man can take this power of Almighty power, of what that is brighter than 1,000 suns, body will burn into ashes. This was the concept on bhakti. She says, imagine, if someone burns somebody's body, who will actually love him and respect him? God is like our parents, and he does not burn anyone's body, but he burns the sins that we have created due to ignorance, or our body consciousness, or our desires we create. We do many wrong things, and the power of knowledge is like fire, and that fire burns our old personality. I said, but anyway, the Almighty authority coming in the body will actually, because I have seen some in our village, as one woman, Bhagavati used to come, goddess has come, and this woman will spin her head, eyes will become very powerful, tongue will come out, very strange kind of, immediately the face will change. I said, if Bhagavati comes in someone's body and that cannot tolerate and take, Bhagavan comes in somebody's body, the body will burn, of course, cannot tolerate that, cannot take that. And my handkerchief was in my hand. She says, if you have a handkerchief and you drop it and want to lift it again, how much energy you need? I said, what kind of energy? I just lift like this. It has no weight. She says, can you lift 15 or 20 kilo weight? I say, of course. I have muscles and I can lift my suitcase. When we travel, the coolies porter does not set our luggage. If I have to make my room for sleep, then we have to use my own hands. And she says, why don't you use your muscles when you are lifting the handkerchief? I said, her name was Subhash. I said, Subhash, if I am lifting a handkerchief, just like I am lifting 20 kilo weight suitcase, people will think I am mad. And with great, she said, that very patience and love, Sudesh, do you think God is mad? You have that much sense that when you have to lift the handkerchief, you don't need to use your energy. But when you have to lift the suitcase, you use your muscle. So God, we believe that He is our mother and father, because the love He bestows, the protection and care we experience. And so He does not burn anybody's body. But I said, Acha, okay, you understand now, but this light, where, how it came in his body? I was sitting with my closed eyes. Okay, tomorrow I go and I will see, I will keep my eyes open and see how the light enters this man. Guruji, anyway, she did not tell that Baba has gone. I came at the center, very curious to know how the light enters. But Baba had gone. So now my curiosity, that how this light, which this light was, why, how I was experiencing this, was so beautiful. Then they said that you need to have the proper knowledge. And so my interest, and I used to come from my college at that time, and lunchtime, after lunch, I would teach about 2 o'clock or so. I sit myself and read some literature, and through this literature, gradually, I understood that this God is incorporeal, is bodiless, and does not need a physical, does not take physical birth. But in order to give these experiences, He follows the laws of nature, that any person, any soul who wants to express itself, it needs the support of matter. And I remember in the Gita, it is mentioned, avjananti mam muda manushim tan ashratam. The ordinary intellect, human beings, cannot understand me, how I take the support of an ordinary human person. I am seed of the human world tree. I am the incorporeal. These are time to time in different shlokas. Introduction of God is there. So, after I think 1 month or 5 weeks, my time was same. After the college, I was be there. Two sisters came from different place, from Meerut, I think. They were teachers, teaching in school. They say, oh, you have come to meet Baba? I say, yes, but Baba has not come back. He's gone on tour. She says, no, but he has come. We have come to meet him. So I became curious that I also want to meet them. So I asked sisters in charge that I heard that Baba has come, and can I meet him now? He says, he has come just today, and having lunch, after that he will rest, you can come tomorrow morning. So anyway, I managed to come. Yeah, but I thought, but I really want to meet. I couldn't argue with the sister. I understand he's an old person, has to have the rest definitely. But I used to meditate every day after reading the lesson Murli that we have, that's advanced study. I sat in meditation. By that time, in this 1 month, 6 weeks, I had really understood the significance, the difference between soul and God, the place where we have come from, why the population is increasing, why people do not go back home, souls leave the body, why don't they return. My answers were, questions were also answered through this regular 1 and 6 weeks. And I believe that such incorporeal enters the corporeal human being. And so I sat in meditation and I spoke with that faith and feeling, God, you have come in this corporeal human being, this Brahma Baba, and he is going to rest here. Before he goes to rest, can you not come down to meet me? The sister say that you won't meet him today. And I enjoyed the meditation and conversation with Baba with incorporeal thought or feelings, you know. And opened my eyes and I saw Baba coming from the back side of the building. And when I saw, I left everything and I run like a child. I said, Baba. And I just like a child went and embraced him. And he said, child, child, you can come tomorrow morning, no one will stop you. And this when he said, child, it was such a nice feeling. I have a new energy and new feeling. And I say, but nobody will stop you, you can come tomorrow morning. So I was thinking that my father will not allow me, but I've now got the courage that yes, Baba has said, come. So every day then, with my mother and father's permission, father was not so much, but mother's permission, I come in the morning before college. But until I reach at the center, the Murli, the morning lesson, was finished, and the senior sister holding Baba's hand there in small room one, which was called chamber, that Baba nodded his head and said, come child, you can come. So after this, every day this senior sister would ask some questions from Baba, from the Murli that was given morning lesson. And in this way, my lesson also, it became like a course, real, official, not course like soul, God, karma. But every time Baba spoke and answered the questions, it was just like what was my questions, I am hearing this. So relationship with Baba became very loving and friendly, and I begin to feel that yes, this is incorporeal, enters the, it's not a physical light, it is the invisible light that enters. And this was my first encounter, but very powerful and beautiful experience of this word, child. Child, you can come tomorrow morning, nobody will stop you. I say, who told him? This must be that God came and spoke to him. But the experience of at that time was so beautiful, just like a new energy, something new has happened. I cannot see it, but I feel it. Very beautiful feeling was there. Anyway, I continued, studied, and first time I went to Mount Abu, was more beautiful experience of being there or seeing his personality, how so natural, so loving, so caring, but at the same time very deep knowledge that every day morning that we were listening. And in the evening used to be class. Baba used to come in the evening, and we, before that, we will share the experience of what we had heard, we have practiced during the evening, and also the students who come, how you actually, what questions they ask, what you answer. This was not first time first visit, but I think second or third visit was there. By the time I had understood knowledge very clearly, and also I enjoyed sharing with others. So I was telling my experience in the class, and I felt Baba was coming in classroom. He used to wear wooden slipper. I heard this sound of slipper. I stopped. But Baba didn't come in. So he waited perhaps 1 or 2 minutes outside, and I continued. Baba entered and said, "What the Gyan Bulbul was speaking? Gyan Bulbul kya geet ga rahi thi? Bada achha sangeet ga rahi thi." So created that feeling in me, called me Nightingale of Knowledge, and I realized that knowledge is nothing else, but it is the song from the heart that you really feel, sing, express the experience that you have. So the joy of knowledge begin from that time, this blessing. Then gradually coming Baba in Mount Abu here at our Pandav Bhavan. So it was a small place at that time. There were not so many buildings built. The visiting room, visitors will come. And I also helped to speak to them. And Baba then told, "Let them fill in the form. And then what you have to explain to them," he gave the guidance. So the relationship with Baba became very loving and powerful. And then also the way he sustained, I saw in his practical life, very simple. When, for example, in taking part in activity of regular things that we make, if some, because of this, it is institution and many people would come, so of course wheats are going to be clean or lentils are cleansed, Baba will come and sit together at that time to make it normal, like he is not the boss or head, but is one part of his practical example. Dhobi Ghat, he will also come and help to wash the. At that time we did not have machines or anything. It was just bhatti. You soak the clothes in water and boil water. So that was old system of washing. Baba himself would stand with the brothers and clean the clothes. So it was on one side very powerful knowledge, and other side very simple way of living. And showed us how whatever you see, how it is connected with spirituality. And it was like direct training from Baba, what to, how to explain, exhibitions, pictures that we, posters were created at that time. There was a museum opened in Jaipur. Baba sent me there, and from there I used to come very often after 4 months, 5th month, to bring the group. But Baba, after 3-4 days, he would say, "Child, when are you going back?" "But I am such a beautiful experience, enjoying." And Baba says, "Go back here, go back this place, go for service." One time I asked him, "Baba, others come and you give them you allow them to stay 10 days, 15 days, is there no place for me that I can stay here longer? He said, the clouds are formed, the ocean, they are filled. They go and shower and then come again. So you are Gyan cloud. You have filled yourself now with this. Go and shower, it will come back. And so this was such also very what I want to say. He always encouraged, appreciated and created enthusiasm. As is the group, accordingly he will, the youth he will give a different kind of courage, that you are the builder of the new world. Kumaris, he will create such a great respect of self-respect. What you are going to do? You are Shiv Shaktis. You are the mothers of the earth, on this earth. To mothers, he will give same kind of power. To brothers, you Pandavas, you are Shiv Shakti Pandava army. So, in every time you meet Baba, it was some kind of different directions are same of encouragement, but creating self-respect in us. And also showing simple things, how while walking, talking, sitting, eating, you can remember God. Parents, you don't have to beg anything from the Father. It is your inheritance. His property, God's property, is wisdom, truth, love, lightness, purity, bliss, knowledge. That is what is your property as your birthright. So claim that property, then you will really become a rich, knowledgeable soul. Knowledge is wealth, knowledge is light, knowledge is might. So, draw attention for inculcation of these virtues. And at the same time, what we study in this university, there are four subjects, not only just knowledge, yoga, meditation, to change, to use this knowledge in practical life by connecting ourselves with the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul. Yoga means relationship. So when I understand that I am a soul, certainly I am child of the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul, and godly qualities should be my natural inherent personality and inheritance. Parent sanskaras are naturally our sanskaras. But then not only that, I've always said that the more you study, understand knowledge properly, that is what helps to see yourself through introspection. Check yourself what it is that you need to transform and whatever it is that you need to learn from others, from each other. Learn to have the virtues, inculcate virtues from others as well. Gunagrahi, and even simple way. In the morning we used to walk. When we went to Mount Abu and season is good. If he saw the, one time he saw the snakes, actually it is called skin, not dry skin. He said, see child, this snake has left his skin, dry skin, and just moved forward. This body is also like a skin. Leaving the body consciousness be very natural. Old, leave old behind. And this body, in body conscious, are the sanskaras of negative tendencies. But practice this soul conscious. So he taught how to be soul conscious, how to remember while walking, talking, sitting, seeing even ordinary things, very special things. in Mount Abu, the lake here, and we went for a walk. And we stood at that time. Now is actually Mount Abu, not the same Mount Abu, which was 60 years ago, 65 years ago, was not so developed and was not so beautiful. But that Naki Lake water was going from one, extra water was going on the other side, and we stood that bridge, and in that there was mud, also dirty water. Naturally there were frogs there. And one snake, the snake swallowed the frog. And not naturally, just like saying, not good scene. And Baba says, child, wait, wait. The snake is going to meditate. I say, snake is going to meditate? Yes, yes, child, snake is going to meditate. And snake coiled. And by the time this, what the frog was there is melted. He says, see, this snake has that much wisdom that when something jumping, tra, 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 this creature came in his mouth, he had to sit down in the same way. The human mind is also like this. Immediately takes this, all the sounds, criticism, questioning, contrast, what, tra, 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 this frog is jumping, the creature comes in, and what you have to do? Sit in silence and let this frog melt and then move ahead. So from ordinary examples, give very special examples. Teaching like simple way, but very practical way. He came to Delhi, and one brother asked him, Baba, I would like to show you little bit sightseeing for Delhi, on the side. He says, no, he does not want to go, better to spend time with the children here. But anyway, this brother was requesting, so Baba accepted this. Myself and the senior Siddhadi at that time, we were sitting in the back seat, and Baba was sitting next to the driver. And this driver was explaining, this road goes to this area, this road goes to another area, to Ashoka Hotel, or to Palam Airport, or this going to the city, New Delhi side. And I thought, inside I say, Rajkumar bhai, his brother's name was Rajkumar, he was the chief engineer in DESU, Delhi Electricity Board. And I said, Rajkumar bhai is wasting his time. This is such a wonderful opportunity to be with Baba and ask some deep questions, so that then the time is used in a worthwhile way. But because of manners, I did not say anything, but thought I was wasting. I was blaming inside this brother. Next day, Baba in the morning spoke a very beautiful way and explained how this tree grows, the Kalpa tree. And there is one main aim and one path only. Ek dharam, ek raj, ek bhasha, and how it is the strength in the human world tree, the beginning of the golden age, and then how branches of branches emerge, and then different roads and gullies, lanes are branches, and then people move in the different directions. I like this subject, but didn't connect with the yesterday visiting Delhi side. The next day he spoke about the cycle, that how we are going through different stages, from golden to silver and silver to copper and iron. And we are just having a good journey of 5,000 years, and soul different, carries different personality, different sanskaras according to the actions are performed. And now we are at the confluence age, the world cycle, he was explaining, that we are extending at the confluence age, the end of the Iron Age gold and beginning of the Golden Age. He says, this is Subhash Marg, the auspicious path to go to the Golden Age again. And before that was, though it's called Ashoka Marg, but it is the path of sorrow, path, shocking path, where is despair, there is corruption, deception, weakness, vices, ignorance. When Baba used this, I realized that he used the time, actually, even seeing the city, not, it was not city, actually was university area where we went. He used the time, and I said, Sudesh, this brother was not wasting the time. I was wasting, you were wasting the time. He, ordinary things he saw, and how it made it, his mind constantly kept on track of seeing what, how this we are going through different stages. He was giving them, thinking the knowledge, and that also was a very powerful lesson, that you don't waste your time while walking, talking, sitting, eating. You can actually churn the knowledge, have sweet conversation with Baba. So different ways of, this was the personality of Baba's, encouraging everyone and showing the example. But his past, before he became instrument to give, to deliver this knowledge that Shiva Baba entered his body, it was his character from the beginning, because I have also met his daughter-in-law, his son. So sometime I used to ask, what was your experience? Now we call Dharma Baba our Baba, but your Baba is the physical father. Then Nirmal Shanta Dadi told me that he, from the very beginning in childhood, he was very generous, but every time taught us some kind of, always imbibing values in life. She said, his way of teaching was also unique. One time, when we were children, she said, we used to have this piggy bank, this bugni it is called, or box it's called, without key but with a hole, a pot, clay pot here. And he used to give us money and would say that half you give to God, for godly tasks, and half you spend for your whatever you want to eat. So every day he would give us something to give it, this donate it. When we opened this box, we always saw money was double. We were amazed. Money became double. How this box became double? Baba used to put extra money. This we realized later on. So he told that, see, when you use your money in the task of benevolence for the serving of people, then God multiplies double ways. So he created this kind of sanskaras with childhood also. And then another aspect was his, that he never got angry with children. She said, our uncle was very angry, would get angry very quickly, and our father, we made mistakes, but he did not get angry. He taught us in a very different way. She says, because it was, Baba was diamond merchant, and always we go to in the shop and change the ring, change our earring, and after few days we give it back. She said one time, I had passed school, I was very loving teacher I had, and I thought that I can give, because I have passed the exam, my teacher helped me, I can give her this one ring or some earring. So now the assistant told Baba that this girl comes and changes the rings many, and now she took for her teacher also. How will we keep the account? She says, that of course told Baba. Baba called me and said, child, you have passed the exam now. You must be very happy. I said, yes, I am very happy. My teacher is very nice. And Baba said that then you would like to give her some gift. She says, yes, I have taken already. And Baba said, show me what you have taken. And I had certainly taken the small rings, thinking where my finger was fitting. Baba said, see, your fingers are small and your teacher's fingers are big. It will not fit her. So you have to then, if you do like this, bring her size, and then we make for her and we make the king ring according to her choice. And then he said, see, what you do, you are teaching others the same thing. You have taken something, and the next day the assistant, those who are working in the office, in shop, they will also take this thing. Then it means you are teaching them wrong lessons, and this is not good. And with great love he spoke in this way. I realized that I had made mistake. So with love and with giving a lesson, this was his also, that kind of character. Another thing was benevolent consciousness and helping them to develop the good personality rather than scolding them. So in London, I lived in, we have been in for the West serving since 50 years, actually went 74, and now it is 2024. So at that, few years ago, two brothers were passing through London, and they knew Brahma Baba. I asked him that, you know personally, you have in business life, Baba, what was his character like? He said, one time there was a very beautiful temple was there, and those who were inaugurating, they asked Brahma Baba to make the crown for the statue. And certainly he made it. And it was weekend, and he had to deliver this. He sent one boy, one of his boy from the assistant's child, and asked them to deliver it. So he put in a, Baba packed in nice paper, or put it in the basket, and asked him to deliver. So this boy took this gift packet in a basket on cycle. So he went and came back crying that the eagle had come, and the eagle took this basket, this packet, and flew, but I do not know where it is gone. and so crown is lost. He says, some were sitting there when he gave this news, and I was also sitting there. Then we started looking at each other with this doubt that this child is tricky. He would have placed somewhere wrong thoughts were in our mind, he said. And Baba said, child, do you remember where this chil with eagle had taken this packet? He says, yes, I know, at this place. Baba says, simple thing. You have not lost it. See, that eagle will not eat. Eagle will not eat the gold. It must be somewhere on someone's roof. So he says, one of this person was also in that, at that time present. Those who were doubting were that this has lost the thing. Baba trusted the boy and said, don't worry, I sent these two brothers, men with you, and to tell them where you lost it, this eagle has taken. And these elderly people, when they go and ask the people, the buildings nearby, and they will let them go, and you will find the crown, not to worry. And certainly, this was the trust that he had in them. So they went, these two brothers, and on the roof, one of the flat, the roof, the crown was there. So what I want to say, the trust, not to create any feeling of doubt. Another example, when he was, because he was a very specially blessed to recognize the quality of the diamond and also the jewelry certainly, and always make a very special design. People like this anyway. And even the office, the shop, his assistant will close it, open it. He trusted them, and he trusted them and closed shop. One time, someone came. It is echoing. I feel, yeah. Someone came, and a business person, he asked Baba, you recognize the value of the diamond? And he was his friend. And please tell me, I'm going to buy this. Is it right price? Let me know. Baba said that it is the night, evening now, I want to see in the morning when it is sunlight as well. Bring it tomorrow morning. And he said, there's no need to bring in the morning. I need back. I will take it back and I leave it here. So he left the packet, whatever this container was. Next day Baba came. He used to be very careful, very powerful meditation, and also Gita he used to read. He finished and he came at the job, at place, and asked for the packet. But it was not there. The assistant said, but we have not gone somewhere. We closed properly. Where it is lost? Baba says, no. It is not lost. It has not gone anywhere. If there was a thief coming, he would take the things which is worth millions. He would not take the thing from that. First have the thought that it is, of course, kept somewhere. He said, but no one, we not have given to anyone. And 2 minutes silence, and Baba said, called the small child of this assistant. There were two brothers, 7-year-old, 9-year-old. So younger brother was there. He says, Shamu, Ramu and Shamu were called. Shamu, where is this packet that I kept here? He says, Babuji, has Ramu told you? Was clear the child had taken. Baba says, did not see anything. He said, just where the pocket is. So these children had put in a ventilator from one room to another, and they brought it, he brought it down. With great love, Baba asked him, what you wanted to do with this? He says, Baba, my brother told me that we can get a lots of sweet with this. This is more money than rupees, so we can buy sweet, lot of sweet. Baba says, don't worry. What sweet would you like? He says, gulab jamun or whatever. So he says, every other day you come, both of you, and Baba will give you sweet. He says he did not give us sweet directly. He taught us every day something new, that if you steal something, then a habit becomes such that you would not study properly. And then when you steal, then when you are caught, then you have to go into prison. And your parents will cry, our children, we cannot see. Would you like this? No. He would not steal then. Another time he would tell that if you do not study properly and you start this kind of things doing, then what will be? You have to become a laborer to dig the land. Would you like to do this? No, we want to be businessmen. So he will he created in us this businessman said. Otherwise we would have taken the road to be a robber. And here Baba's gentle nature, good wishes and powerful thought made us today a business person that can do. So to teach the lesson of moral values, to build the character of this, was also very special kind of personality. And as being, as kings were his customers, he always kept first what his discipline is and what his system is. Now I should finish, but 2 minutes more. One time he invited the king of Nepal, and certainly he offered him this vegetarian food, and it was like a party. And this king said, it was so beautiful, party was little bit fiki, my miss, it was not, wine was not in it, non-veg was not in it. And Baba said, I offer you the gold and diamonds, and you offer me papers. His own character of this. I cannot break my discipline. What I cannot eat and drink, I cannot offer you. This was a self-command and spiritual authority of maintaining his own discipline values, not because customer wants something. The kings were anyway his friends and used to give him a lot of respect at that time, former kings and also the viceroys, etc. So his personal character before Shri Baba entered him was equally benevolent, loving, forgiving, and that's why this person, Baba, became an instrument to the magnetic energy of each other that brought here this world transformation process through knowledge, through godly power, through love and purity. Om Shanti.